From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pandemic disruptions to the beef industry will likely linger into 2021, but the result may not be all that bad. According to Don Close, senior animal protein analyst at Rabo AgriFinance, Close tells AgWeb.com the lower inventory of calves this year will show up in on-feed inventories by late spring, and that will result in counter-seasonal fed cattle prices. For cow-calf producers, Close says the smaller supplies of feeder cattle will support prices, but expanding drought conditions in western states could further accelerate the liquidation of cows. The American Farm Bureau Federation has opened registration for the 2021 American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention and unveiled the lineup of featured speakers, including Rourke Denver, Beth Ford, and Dirty Jobs' Mike Rowe. MorningAgClips.com reports the virtual convention will be held January 10th through the 30th, and for the first time, registration fees are waived to give all Farm Bureau members and anyone interested in ag the opportunity to experience one of ag's premier events from home. Ag groups and farm state lawmakers are pleased the new COVID relief package passed by Congress includes help for producers excluded from previous aid. According to AgWire.com, many farmers and ranchers who were previously left out will now qualify for aid, including livestock and poultry producers forced to euthanize animals during their initial wave of the pandemic. They will receive 80% reimbursement for their losses. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.